event unforgettable. Mellow Mushroom Clemson.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Get your questions in daily on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line at 654-ROAR. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
You know, some of y'all heard this one already, but I thought this was funny during the break. Texter from the 843 says, you know who's not going to hit someone hard in the first half? AJ Halsey.
True.
Oh, that's so funny. That's funny. Texter from the 864 says, LSU fans are everywhere in downtown Greenville. I look forward to a lot of LSU fans being on campus tomorrow.
Well, welcome to town. I hope you have a great time. Great. We have wonderful corn dogs. Eat up.
We do. Yes, we do. Let's go to our guest lines now. This is really, really cool. I'm excited for this conversation. Major Jeff Butler, who's a Marine Corps F-18 Hornet Naval Aviator. He is a Clemson University grad. He was commissioned in 2005. He is conducting his last mission today before he retires on Monday. He is doing the flyover at the First Friday Parade and the men's soccer game. This is a great, great honor. Major Butler, kind enough to join us. Major Butler, thank you so much for taking the time. Hope you're doing well.
Howdy, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. This has got to be, it's got to be pretty cool for you to finish your career serving Clemson in this way.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty awesome, getting commissioned from there in 2005. I was a West Coast Hornet pilot my whole career, so I didn't have a whole lot of opportunity to come back. In fact, last game I went to was a 44-16 beating. We gave Alabama the national championship game up in San Francisco. But I haven't been back in a while, so it's really awesome just being around campus and being able to do this as kind of a last flight.
How did you decide you wanted to go into the Marine Corps? Is this something that happened early or around the time you were picking Clemson? How was that process?
Well, my grandpa actually was a machine gunner on Guadalcanal in World War II. On my mom's side, and then my dad was a Marine pilot as well. So, you know, I looked at the Air Force for a little bit, and they're great. I have a ton of friends in the Air Force, but in the end, you know, I grew up in the Marine Corps, and that's what I wanted to do.
We're visiting with Major Jeff Butler here on the program. Tell me about the F-18 Hornet. Like, how are those to fly? What's the mission, and what's it like to be in one of those?
Well, we're kind of the F-18 is a jack of all trades airplane. It can do anything air to air, anything air to ground, and that's how the Marines use it. We use it primarily as a support for the guys on the ground. But when we go deploy, I ended up doing 6 deployments in my career. We're there to support everyone with whatever mission they need, and we try and be as flexible as possible with it. But it's great, man. It's fast airplane. I couldn't ask for a better airplane to fly.
Major Butler, let's get to the real reason that we had you on here, and that is you're a graduate of the tactics course graduate, the equivalent of Top Gun for the Marines. Major Butler, you're talking to the biggest Top Gun fan on the planet, but we know that. We know that the Marines are better than Navy here, right?
No, I love my Navy guys too. But yeah, if you're not thinking you're better, then you're not doing it right.
in all seriousness, you graduated in 2005 from Clemson, and could you have ever imagined that you're going to be doing a flyover over Death Valley in one of the biggest, might some would argue the biggest game since you graduated in Death Valley?
Yeah, it's a surreal feeling getting to fly over and do that. I never thought I'd do that. I never thought I'd pass flight school, to be honest with you. Just those baby steps along the way, taking what you've learned at each step, and then going from there. And eventually, you know, you get to the point where these things are almost routine. Like going out and doing the mission is almost routine. Now there's some nostalgia with it too, that you know, you get to look back on it and be like, man, that was really, really cool. But that's why we're there today. We're there, flew up. Some people heard us flying around yesterday. We were making sure that we were going to get it right.
Major Jeff Butler joining the program here this afternoon. All right, let me ask you about deployment, because you've been to Japan a few times, you've been to Iraq twice, and I think when we consider in deployment, we're thinking like boots on the ground, you know, we're thinking military bases, things like that. You're spending a lot of time in the air, so walk us through, what is a deployment like for an aviator?
So typically a deployment for the Marines is like a 6 to 7 month long process with a big workup on the front side as well, but you're gone from your family for 6 to 7 months. We're flying maybe once every 2 days, or if it's really busy, flying once a day. And some of those missions, like some of them in Iraq, are 8-9 hours long, tanking off an airborne refueler, you know, 8-9 times, to once again support the guys on the ground and give the ground force commander what they need there. But yeah, we're doing a lot of flying on those deployments in Japan. It was a lot of flying out there. Not really any combat stuff, but prepared. You're the forward edge up there in case something does happen.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, in Iraq, I think we all can sort of at least imagine in our mind's eye that you're sort of in the thick of like a combat zone, or at least a little bit of a tense situation. When you're in Japan, are you sort of just on call waiting to serve other areas, or are you doing like missions in Japan? What is that like?
Well, yeah, you are on call for that. You are doing missions in Japan. You're working with our joint force partners and that kind of stuff, with the Japanese, with the Koreans, with the other guys over there. But you're there in case something goes down. And there's a lot of fun with that. You get to go to a lot of really cool places. But I'll tell you what, you get paid more on those combat deployments.
Oh, you gotta love that. Now, I want to know about flying with your grandma. I got to know that story.
Well, so last year, down in Texas, so my grandma in World War II, on my mom's side, was in the Women's Air Service pilots. And they with a shortage of men flying, because they were all flying overseas during World War II, they used a lot of women to fly the airplanes right out of the factories. So a very dangerous job. Like, the first flight of those airplanes was typically done by a woman coming out of there with the Wasps. They were all trained in Sweetwater, Texas, at a place called Avenger Field, which is really close to where my base is right now in Fort Worth. So my grandma passed away about 5 years ago, and I was able to actually take some of her ashes up with me and go flying, and did a couple passes over Avenger Field. And my whole mom's side of the family was there, so it was super special to get to do that. And then they spread some of her ashes out on the airfield there, with a lot of her sisters had done that already. So it was really, really special for me and my mom's side of the family.
I know you got a mission today, but as you look back over a 20-year career in the Marines, what comes to mind as sort of drawn to a close for you?
So my biggest, the biggest honor of my life has been serving in the Marine Corps, and it's because of the people. Once again, I would always classify myself as kind of mid-range, but I flew with some guys that were just, I mean, they were gods among men, if you will. I mean, they were good at everything they did. They were, you know, flying with those type of guys, working with the enlisted Marines that were working day and night to make sure our airplanes were up and ready to go. Seeing the sacrifice that those guys made, I mean, that's what I think of when I think of the Marine Corps. I think of the people and the Marines.
That's awesome. I know you're going to enjoy the game this weekend. So do you have a prediction for us? You got a sense of how this is going to go?
Yeah, I think the good guys are going to pull it out. I think it's going to be closer than some people are calling. Maybe 31-24, good guys.
Fantastic. I would gladly take that in a heartbeat. Major Butler,
Absolutely.
Thank you. Hey, so great to have you on. Really appreciate the time. Appreciate your service, obviously. What you do for Clemson, what you've done for our country. And best of luck today. I know it's going to be a great day for you.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I'll see you guys later.
All right. Sounds good. Major Butler, join us. I think we're going to talk about the flyover during the soccer game tonight, too. They're going to get some I think they're going to get some B-roll for us to do a little bit on that. So that was really, really cool. Something that when you're affiliated with Clemson, you get to have some of those conversations with some freaking studs, man.
I just can't is there a better way to retire than what he gets to do tomorrow?
No.
I mean, if you spent your life in an aircraft and you get to do a flyover over your alma mater,
I mean, just
on your
amazing.
That's crazy. What an opportunity.
Yes, it's really, really cool. And I'll say this about him. Guy's all business. Like, he's all business. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Trey Kennedy, who we've had on the air many times. And, yeah, he's so, like, tunnel vision, so focused. But that's really, really cool.
I was going to tell him, but we ran out of time. I don't know what the altitude is you're supposed to do the flyover. I would encourage him to maybe push that a little bit. Let's bring that sucker on down a little bit. What are they going to do, fire you? I mean, let's buzz the tower there, sir.
Hey, I appreciate that now. At Bristol, because the weather was bad for that baseball game, that flyover was real low. And we were in the concession stand, and it was like, I mean, you could feel the ground shake under your feet. Like, it was close. He was not far away from the top of Bristol Motor Speedway there. That's pretty cool. I appreciate the chance to get to talk to him about that.
Me too.
That was neat. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about a couple of more games from last night. We'll get to some more of the games this weekend. You got thoughts on LSU Clemson? Feel free to share them. 654 Roar is the number. Hour 2 continues right after this.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com/POWER. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I'm having such a great time tailgating, but now's the moment to go.
Go where? The game's an hour away.
I need the porta potty.
Thankfully, that's never a problem at Death Valley. Unless the lines are too long.
Little John Portable Toilets have been serving Clemson football games for over 25 years. Their toilets are orange, which gets fans fired up for the game, and they are super clean. They even have restroom trailers. Whether construction or special events, Little John is the go-to. LittleJohnToilets.com. That's LittleJohnToilets.com.
Game day Saturday. Party Sunday, August 31st. Finish your summer at Celebrate Anderson, just 15 minutes from Clemson. Join in a Labor Day weekend disco featuring the legendary Kool and the Gang. Anderson is throwing a huge Labor Day weekend party, and you're invited. Bring the family, a blanket, and Celebrate Anderson Sunday, August 31st. Kool and the Gang, live in concert. Free tickets at AndersonEvents.com.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us. a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
Attention business owners, are you aware of the Corporate Transparency Act? If your business isn't properly registered, you could face a fine and jail time. The Wealth Training Academy can help make sure your business meets all legal requirements. Call or text CTA to 864-588-1100 for immediate assistance. That's CTA to 864-588-1100. WTA's Tax Division uses the Tax Advisor Group, LLC, which is an independent CPA tax reduction planning and preparation firm. Tax-related services are offered to help business owners and individuals create sound tax planning strategies that are custom suited to their needs and objectives.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Summer heat rising, and so is the anticipation. Clemson football is coming.
As they operate off the right hash, Kane takes a shotgun snap, back to pass pressure coming, throws it right side, looking for more, one more time, did he catch it?
He caught it.
Oh, he did, inside the 15.
What a catch.
What a brilliant catch to go mark it inside the 10.
Stay locked in, 105.5 at 97.5 FM, part of the ESPN family.
Well, Ben just punched the wall and then ran through it.
Yes, I did.
That was awesome. That was awesome. If you're trying to find the station, look for the life-size hole in the wall. And that's that's how we find out how tall Ben Milstead is. Hour two continues out of bounds. That was so cool. So cool. We've got another very special guest coming up in moments. Jason in Columbia, hang on. We're coming to you. But first, let me tell you about our friends at Underdog Fantasy. This is a wonderful game, even when last night, I got to tell you, last night, I'm on it, baby. I am on it. I got C.J. Bailey higher than 30.5 rushing yards. Woo-hoo! Breezed right past that sucker. The other play is Maddox Madsen in the second half. Higher than 104.5 passing yards. Now, I'm looking at a double-digit halftime deficit for Maddox Madsen, and I'm saying to myself, they have to throw it. He's already got 122. He for sure is going to get 105. Ben, he gets to 103 passing yards and down 27 points. They bench him. They put in a backup. I missed by 1.5. Infuriating, but fun to play.
Now, what was your rushing yards for C.J. Bailey?
30.5.
He ended up with 21.
Oh, shoot. So because, that's fine. That's so because of sacks. Yeah,
he took a couple sacks.
He did.
And the knees.
You know what? So it was fine. Yeah, he breezed past it so easy. I didn't even think about the sacks and the knees.
We've got to talk about some of the play calling for him at some point.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, we do. We need to talk about Underdog right now. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms underscore DFS underscore dot HTML for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLERS at ncpgambling.org. It's probably my favorite skill. I just get the flex every day, man. Every day. Just call me Disclaimer Quawk. Let's go now. We're going to talk about Novant Health. They have a great partnership with Clemson. We're excited to have them in the building today. Ryan Lee, the market president, is joining us right now. Ryan, thanks for being with us, man. Hope you're having a good day.
Yeah, Quawk, thanks for having me.
We're excited about you guys being here. I know you guys are relatively new. People might be saying, what is Novant Health? What do we have? Tell us a little bit about who you guys are.
Absolutely. So, thanks for having me. We're so excited for fall and that it's football season, finally. So Novant Health is new to the upstate, but we're not a new company. And so we're well known for the quality of care we provide in North Carolina. And we have markets in Charleston and Hilton Head as well. But we're excited to come to Greenville. We're building a hospital off Patewood Drive. And so super excited about what we can provide to the community here through our healthcare services.
Yeah, I think competition is always good. So having somebody who's very accomplished and a really good brand in the area is going to certainly help. So what are the plans? You've got the new hospital going up. What are the plans you guys are looking at in terms of establishing yourself in our community here?
Yeah, as we come into Greenville, we know that we can make a difference. We want to provide the community and patients choice in the care that they seek. And so we have a surgery center that will open September of next year. So very excited about that, an outpatient-focused opportunity for patients that may need that. And then a hospital, we received a CON or a certificate of need to build that facility. And so we're starting construction on that as well. So very excited about bringing healthcare here in Greenville.
That's very, very cool, and I know Clemson's excited too. You guys are partnering with Clemson now. I know there's a lot of stuff going on there. Tell us about that partnership and what it means for you guys at Novant.
Yeah, I'm a Clemson grad, so coming to Greenville has been a dream for me and my family. My wife is a Clemson grad, and so we're here in the upstate, and partnering with Clemson made a lot of sense in a lot of ways. Novant wants to bring excellence into the care that we bring. And when I think of Clemson, not only athletics, but also education, they are excellent in everything they do. And so we're able to partner with them. And so sure, you'll see the Novant Health logo in areas. But what I'm really proud of is we have a patch now on the Tiger mascot. So I think one of the first in the country that we've worked with the university for branding on the mascot. And that's already been seen not only in Clemson, but on throughout the country. Good Morning America just in Tiger Town a few weeks ago. So we're excited about that. And then our way to impact patients and impact the community and the fans of Clemson, we've installed a Mamava breastfeeding pod in the football stadium. And so, you know, when my wife was bringing our young kids to football games and trying to figure out the logistics of that, now there's a safe, private spot right in the football stadium for moms.
I love that. I've got a 1-year-old daughter, and so I knew that there was a need there. But I think until you're sort of in it, and you know, as a dad, you know, you're only in it like halfway. But, you know, the mom's like double in it. So that is a huge need, and I'm actually kind of shocked. Like when I was reading about the pods that you guys have put in, I'm like, man, we have needed this for a long time. This is a crazy big development for moms who may feel like they have to choose between coming to the game and staying home to properly care for their kids. I think that's awesome. I know you guys are pumped about that.
Yeah, it's super exciting. You know, we see ourselves as being a caretaker for the fans. And this is a way that we can elevate the experience for Clemson as well as our community. So super excited about that.
All right, let's talk soccer. I'm going to be at soccer tonight. I'm calling soccer. Community corner kicks. I'm fascinated by these are the kind of things that, like, I get giddy about. Like, I got goosebumps about this. These are great promotions, and walk us through what that is.
Yeah, first I want to acknowledge what a great win this week over South Carolina. So 4-1 is almost a blowout in soccer. So I'm pretty excited about that one. And so the community corner kicks. So every time there is a corner kick in men's and women's soccer, we're going to make a donation to Make-A-Wish South Carolina. And so I don't know that I've been a soccer fan cheering more for corner kicks than I am now. But every time we'll be able to make a donation. And at the end of the season, we'll present to Make-A-Wish. And so I see that as impacting in two ways. We're partnering with a great organization, which is Clemson Soccer, as well as partnering with Make-A-Wish South Carolina to make some dreams come true. So super excited about that.
You've talked about this a little bit, and you've been so gracious with your time. We'll let you go with this one. But what do you want the impact to be from Novant's partnership, not just as a provider of care, but also as a member of this community here in the Upstate and as a partner of Clemson and things of that nature? What do you want the overall impact to be? What's that vision look like?
Yeah, I think this is just the start for us. And so we're excited about coming in and planting roots in Greenville and then growing, not only in Greenville, but the Upstate as a whole, and understanding that choice is good for patients and that having another option, the way we deliver care, the way that patients will navigate our facilities, I think will be a very attractive to folks as we get built out and as we continue to grow here in the Upstate.
Ryan, I got to get your football thoughts before we let you go, because I know like it's a big weekend for Novant, but it's a big weekend for you too. This is game one of the season. So what do you think happens on the field tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we're going to win by 10. So that's my prediction. I think we'll have a touchdown late that solidifies the win for us, and super excited about celebrating a Clemson win tomorrow.
Well, I'm excited for you. I'm excited for Novant. Win will be good for everybody, right? It'd be a perfect weekend. Nice long weekend for everybody. Ryan Lee, Market President, Novant Health, thank you so much for coming in today. Really appreciate it. Best of luck with the partnership, and enjoy yourself this weekend.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we will come back. Nice long segment. Jason in Columbia, you'll be up with us when we return right after this.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College,
campus amenities, including free lunch, free medical care, a new child care center, sports fields and wellness programs, paid parental leave, a transportation stipend, and much more. Check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Anyone know a good plumber? It's an emergency.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Ready to ditch the dull and treat your skin to something better? Bump City Soap's body wash is plant-based, handcrafted daily, and packed with skin-loving ingredients. No harsh chemicals, just rich, luxurious lather that cleanses, hydrates, and leaves you smelling amazing. With scents like Good Morning Sunshine, Narcissus, Oatmeal and Honey, and Pink Sugar, there's a body wash for every mood. Shop Bump City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the Shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Looking for a tractor that works as hard as you do? Come to Mahindra of Anderson, your local source for the toughest, most reliable tractors on the market. Whether you're working the farm, maintaining your property, or need heavy-duty power, Mahindra has the perfect tractor, UTV, implement, or trailer for the job. Buy it new, shop pre-owned, schedule your service appointment, or order parts with the best customer service right here in the upstate of South Carolina. Visit Mahindra of Anderson at 507 Pyramid Dairy Road or online at mahindraofanderson.com.
At Carolina Lawn and Tractor, you can now get a John Deere Compact Tractor Series 1 through 4 at 0% for up to 84 months. Certain restrictions apply. See dealer for full disclosure. And with a full service and parts department, they can keep your John Deere running smooth all year long. Carolina Lawn and Tractor has been serving the upstate for over 40 years and is family owned and operated. Visit them at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's, or shop our website, CarolinaLawnandTractor.com.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue.
I have news. I don't even know if I'm comfortable sharing this on the air. I'm going to tell you off the air, and then we'll see if we can share it on the air. I have news about the flyover tonight for you that you're going to really like. And I kind of want everybody else to be surprised, but I'm going to tell you, though.
There is a – we were maybe both a little confused about the flyovers. There is one tonight that people know about.
Yes.
Over the First Friday Parade and soccer match, correct?
Correct.
There's another one tomorrow. I'm not positive if that's Major Butler or not, but someone is flying the plane tomorrow.
Yeah. Let's just say you will likely feel the flyover tonight in a 3 to 5 county radius.
Let's go.
I'm just going to say that. Hey, let me tell you about Nick Lavery Law. If you are in a legal bind, here's what you don't need. You don't need extra stress because you don't trust your representation. Nick, for a quarter century, which is crazy to think, has been serving the Clemson community. And you know what? We talk a lot about these. But like DUI, for example, you get caught in a pinch with a DUI. That can be stressful for you. If you're a parent of a college student that gets an MIP or DUI or something like that, and it's a first offense, like that can be really stressful from a long way off of trying to figure out how to navigate that. Let Nick take care of the process. His office is conveniently located in Clemson, 1011 Tiger Boulevard behind Mellow Mushroom. Again, more than 25 years serving Clemson in the upstate. For more and to see a free consultation, to see what they can do for you can schedule that free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit online at nicklaverylaw.com. Let's go to Jason in Columbia, who joins us next on the phone. What's up, Jason?
Hey, guys. Hey, yeah, I really enjoyed the interview with Major Butler. I had read his story earlier in the week, and I am sad to report. I'm pretty sure that he said that someone from Louisiana snatched up the opportunity to fly over the actual football game.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh. Yes. I mean, look. No, yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down there.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, he mentioned his grandfather. My grandfather graduated from Clemson and went directly into the Marines to island hop in the Pacific during World War II. So who knows? Maybe Jason's granddad and Major Butler's granddad crossed paths. That would be cool. But, yeah, what an awesome career he's put together. And, man, I bet he has seen some things. And, I mean, it's not like I normally feel like a totally cool alpha male, but when I hear someone like that talk and read about his career, I definitely take myself down further in the pecking order. So,
oh, yeah. Look, 20-year career, 6 deployments, all those missions. Yeah, it makes you go like, what have I done with my day? What have I done with my life? It does make you feel a little introspective. I will agree with that.
You know, and even though I may not be the ultimate alpha male, if David Hood needs some protection going to Baton Rouge next year, I'll be happy to go with him. We got to get David some backup. That Kwok, if you have an opportunity to watch that Matt Moscona guy cry for like 5 minutes straight about the deviousness of David Hood and Dabo's minions in the Clemson media, it's really worth it. It's hilarious.
Well, let me say that. Let me just say this about it. This is the same guy that got upset at a question and answer in a press conference where the media didn't follow up with Dabo. When 10 minutes later they did follow up, he just didn't bother to watch the whole press conference. Like, everything that he said the media didn't ask Dabo in the press conference when he ripped the Clemson media up and down, and he was ripping legitimate reporters as if they were from ClemsonFanAndMomsBasement.gov or whatever. Like, he legitimately couldn't bother to watch 10 more minutes of the press conference when every question that he asked them to ask and ripped them for not asking were asked and sufficiently answered. In fact, Dabo gave a better answer than he would have even expected with the follow-up questions that he would have purportedly asked if he were standing there as the vanguard of the media. So, yeah, for a guy who couldn't watch 10 minutes of a press conference but made a broad claim about the entire press conference based on 30 seconds, I'm not shocked that he thinks that Dabo told someone in the Clemson media to dig some stuff up and made the NCAA. You know, Dabo in this story is like Jafar with the scepter, right, from the Aladdin story. He's like Jafar with the scepter, where he just stands in front of people and gets them to say whatever it is that they want, and no one has any agency in the nefarious conspiracy theory of the LSU people other than Dabo. It's like, this story has so many holes in it. I mean, my gosh, it's just brutal, the lengths to which they're going to try to blame this on somebody.
Well, and to your point, he does replay that clip in the video where he's crying about this recent development. And our own pal Steeler Will is in the background taking strays from this guy. So he actually does go back to that again. So he has not let go of it, as you might be shocked to learn. But, you know, I do get a kick. Like you said, the moral authority, LSU. Okay, who are their last two head coaches? I mean, Brian Kelly. Does Brian Kelly have any morally questionable things that have happened under his watch? I believe so. Who was the guy before that? You know, you'll be shocked to know this, Kwok. I walked past Ed Orgeron, and Ed Orgeron was wearing a suit. I was on a business trip. Now, you will not be shocked to learn it was on Bourbon Street, and he had a girl in his arms that was young enough to be his daughter, but by the way they were walking, I'm fairly certain was not his daughter. That's a true story. So you're right. The moral high ground has never been ceded to LSU. Great tailgaters, great corn dogs, but moral high ground, no. So, but listen, Kwok, I was a day early, man. So Larry. You know, he scooped me yesterday, and then he unscooped me, because I'll go back to my original point. I think that Halsey being out is all the more reason. You know, you look at LSU's revamped defense, 3 out of their 4 projected starters in the secondary are transfers, and now Halsey's not even going to be playing, and apparently he's had an awesome training camp for them, according to the crying Matt Moscona. That's part of the reason he's so mad. But to me, it's all the more reason with a veteran Clemson offense. Man, I would come out 4 wide. We know Garrett Riley does go 4 wide from time to time. And even when he was using, God knows, Jake Brenningstuhl, even when he was using Brenny last year and the year before, a lot of times it was split out because he wasn't really a blocker, so he was split. Man, I would come out 4 wide, and then I would double down and motion Adam Randall as a five wide, go empty, and I would test those guys down the field, because there's no way, you know, every team, we saw it last night, is going to be clunky in some respect, especially Boise State, goodness. But if you can test them in the first half, especially when they're down, Halsey, I just think that's the way to go on your own home field. You're not going to be dealing with crowd noise when you have the ball, and you've got a veteran unit with a stud quarterback. I would be as aggressive as heck in the first half, especially, and really test those guys, and let's see how cohesive they are as a unit back there in the secondary.
Jason, I agree with you, man. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I think you made some great points on that.
That was my daughter walking down Bourbon Street. Go Tigers!
That was great.
When Jason said he was wearing a suit, I pictured a suit, but with the arms, with the sleeves cut off.
Me too. Me too. I'm thinking his biceps for sure were bulging through that suit.
Go Tigers!
100%. 100%. You know, I said a lot of words about, you know, I'm really being tongue-in-cheek about the SEC folks. And the SEC folks are not allowed to care about this, because every SEC player is better than every other player at all the other schools, so they're not allowed to care about this.
You know, have you seen the video of Halsey's fight at the end of the BYU game?
No,
I reposted it from someone else just a few moments ago on Twitter. Quote, he pushes an official to get to the BYU player.
Well, that's why I got upgraded.
Absolutely, he put his hands on an official. You are a freaking moron if you don't watch that and think he's not getting ejected. We see guys get ejected for far less. In fact, that it was called something other than an automatic ejection right then on the field is what you should be investigating that. Suck it up, Cookie. You know, you blame it on whoever you want to blame it on. But if any other – LSU plays in the SEC, if Alabama – realized that they had a player that was getting ready to play against Clemson this weekend, they're turning you in. You know why? They don't like you.
They're trying to beat you. I don't know if you knew that. You know, what's funny about this, too, is...
I could care less about their feelings on this.
This guy is a good player. Like, Halsey is a good player.
Absolutely is.
Dabo talked about how elite their corners are. If you've got two elite corners and an experience... Like I said, he led the Big 12 in interceptions last year. He was the second leading tackler on Houston. This is not some mamby-pamby player. This is not a guy who's not played big-time football before. This is a real live stud in the defensive secondary that is not going to be there. So for the rest of us peons who get to imagine that all the players are on a level playing field, as opposed to the SEC people who think every SEC player is better than all the other ones, we get to say this is a big loss. Like, it is a big deal that he's not there.
Yeah, let's take these calls, and then let's discuss players who did play full games last night and who will be playing full games this weekend.
I can't wait to do that. Let's go to George, who's up with us next. What's up, George?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Thanks for getting in.
My question is about T.J. Moore. You know, I've been hearing a lot about, you know, Antonio Williams, Adam Randall, all the other receivers, Tyler Brown even. But I'm not really hearing much about T.J. Moore, and, you know, I just want to see what you guys think and how his performance tomorrow affects LeBron's legacy. So, I'll take my answer off there.
Thanks, George. Appreciate nice. The phone
like
call.
I just slid that in. That's nice. That's well done.
That's fantastic. I said this earlier in the week. I have seen lots of love for Wesco. I feel like T.J. Moore is flying under the radar. Now, when I brought this up earlier in the week, what was that, Monday, Wednesday, one of the days, a couple people on Twitter were like, somebody on Twitter said it too, but then a couple people on the text line even were like, you know, Wesco was the higher recruited guy. Most services have Wesco as sort of a national recruit, and Moore was a little bit of a late arrival to the big recruiting class. Like, he shot up the rankings late, but Wesco was around. And so he's been more of an established name and was kind of an eye-raiser when Clemson got him out of Texas to begin with. And so probably he's just a little more of a household name. But Wesco and Moore had very remarkably similar seasons. And to me, T.J. Moore is the body type that Clemson doesn't have as much of. like the 6'2", 6'3", 200-pound, like what Adam Randall was supposed to be. T.J. Moore is that body type. You know, Williams and Brown and Wesco are a little more like the shifty, short area quickness, yards after the catch receivers. Not that Wesco can't go up and get a ball or Williams can't play outside or whatever, but Moore is more that prototypical guy. If you look on Clemson's depth chart, if you can imagine it, because Clemson didn't put one out because LSU didn't put one out, so nobody's putting out depth charts this week. But if you can imagine it, T.J. Moore and Tristan Smith are at the same position. They're going to be playing a lot of boundary receiver. And so what Wesco's got a lot of field to work with. Moore is going to be the nine route, the back shoulder, the sort of out route, maybe the RPO to the near side from the, you know, from the near hash. He's going to be that guy that gets his yards that those ways, and I think that's going to be important in this football game. Let's go to Bob, who's up with us next. What's up, Bob?
Hey, well, I was listening to Ben. He was talking about the buzz in the tower, and it made me think about back in 2011, I had a company, we built houses, and we were up on a mountain off of Nine Times Road in Pickens County. And it was right after the 9/11, and every day they would send a couple of jets over the Oconee Nuclear Station. And you're talking about a low flyover. This guy would fly so low over where we were working that when he'd fly by, we'd wave to him, and he'd wave back. We were like at eye level with this guy when he'd fly by this house we were building.
So you felt it. So you could feel and taste it. You could feel it in your teeth when he went by.
15 seconds later, you know, you'd feel the wind come by. He was gone, and then you'd feel the trees would rustle, and you'd feel the wind come by. But it was really cool. We'd wave at him, and he'd smile and wave back at us.
That's awesome.
We were like eye level. Yeah,
hey,
pretty cool.
That's awesome, Bob. Hey, it's probably going to be like that tonight at Soccer in the Parade. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Yeah, man.
Good stuff there. Let's go to Paul and Henry, who joins us next. Got a couple more we'll squeeze in for top of the hour here. What's up, Paul?
What's up, guys? You know, getting back to this SEC and ACC thing, I have never in my years, and I've had many years, ever had an Alabama, LSU, or Georgia fan, or even a Florida fan, or anybody like that. I'm sure Texas is probably the same way now. Come up to me and say to ACC, who is it? Who these people are, the South Carolinas, Mississippi, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, and all them bottom feeders. Not one time have I ever had anybody from the top, you know, the top of the SEC tell me, you know, get my face or anything like that, or talk to me when I'm talking to them, and I've known a lot of people through the years. But it goes back to that, you know, I've told you and Ben this a million times, that the SEC is so tough from bottom, top to bottom. During the four-team playoffs, not one of them sniffed it, except Alabama and Georgia and LSU snuck in there one time, you know, and beat our butt. But that's just my, you know, my take on that, and I've told y'all that too, you know, many times.
Look,
I've not ever had a, you know, top of the SEC fan come up and tell me that.
Well, look, that's right. You know, listen, LSU's fans are really not, they really are not like that. Like, I don't see the LSU fan base having that type of energy. What I'm simply pointing out is, it is, when you look at a situation like this, where it's one starter out, then you see that the SEC propaganda machine, they don't believe it. They don't believe what they're telling you. Because if one safety being out for one half is this big of a deal to people, then the margins are much, much smaller than they would admit. So this is one of those things where you're like, you're looking how people react as opposed to what they're telling you when it's a clean slate in the middle of January or in the middle of July or whenever it is that they're talking to you.
And you want to get sick in your stomach. Every now and then, I'm in Columbia a few times, and I just turn over and listen to local talks, and it is just so funny. They'll talk about, you know, well, this player, he's going to go up against SEC players, you know. And, you know, it's just like the SEC has all the great players, you know. He going up against Clemson, you know, that would be easy compared to going up against, you know. And it's just, I don't know, man. I've been listening to it for all my life, but we do pretty good against SEC. But anyway, guys, I appreciate y'all, and I love your show, and I enjoy talking to y'all, guys. Y'all have a great day, buddy.
Thanks very much, Paul. Enjoy your weekend. Let's go to Dre, who's up with us next. We got a couple more here, Dre and then Chip. What's up, Dre?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Doing great, man. Very blessed. Hope you're doing well.
Oh, man, I'd be better if Jerry Jones didn't trade Michael Parsons away yesterday. And the crazy part about it, I had just called in to Walt probably about 20 minutes before to vent my frustrations about Parsons not having a deal. I get in the house and get situated, laying on the couch, and I get the notification. So, my weekend is just messed up. The only thing that's going to make it better is a Tiger win.
Can I ask you this? Like, what is with Jerry Jones at the press conference calling him Michael over and over? Like, he was back and forth between Micah and Michael. I can't figure that one out.
I was listening to the Four Letter Network last night after you guys went off the air, and they had a guy come on who covered the Dallas beat or whatever. And he says that he has this envision that he wanted Michael Parsons to be his Michael Irvin of this generation in some way, if you get what I'm saying. You know the bond that Michael Irvin and Jerry,
yes,
he wanted that with Micah.
I'll be honest. I think he probably could have reached into that pocket and given him 4 years, $188 million. If he really wanted that, I think he probably could have done that.
He definitely could have, but I'm also bittersweet right now on that situation because at the end of the day, I like Parsons, and I don't want to see his talents wasted in Dallas the same way they wasted DeMarcus Ware's.
I get that. Hey, let me tell you this. Two first-round picks and Kenny Clark is a big ask of the Packers.
Yeah,
like that, like, you know, that, I mean, it ain't like the Cowboys got materially worse.
A high first round pick.
Well, that's true.
But what I wanted to get in for you, with everything going on with this whole suspension thing, man, do you think an LSU person in the LSU camp probably found out that Major Butler was going to retire on Monday, and they shafted him from the flyover and got a new kid from Louisiana in just so because he needs the flight experience because Major Butler is about to retire? I'll take your comments off the air.
Oh, thanks very much, Dre. Appreciate the phone call. With the suspension thing, okay, I do think we need to say this guy is going to play in the second half. Like, he's going to be in the game. I mean, we're acting like the guy's been sent to Guantanamo Bay. Like, he's going to be there after halftime. It ain't like he's been suspended 8 games. Let's go to Chip, who's up with us next. What's up, Chip?
Hey, Chip Mullins Water Sports, best water sports in the upstate. I just had a quick question. Obviously, very strong on the defensive front and the linebacker position. We got Avion Terrell back there at cornerback. But I'm kind of worried about the safeties and the other guys in the defensive backfield, especially against those burners that LSU has. Just wanted to know what y'all's thoughts were there and how we're going to fare against some of their speed. Thanks, guys.
Thanks very much, Chip. Appreciate the phone call. I'm a little concerned about the speed. I think that's what LSU has. In fact, I went back and listened to Tom Allen. And Tom Allen mentioned yards after catch as being a problem. And, you know, Tom Allen's press conference this week was interesting. Because he was asked a question about tackling. And he was asked a question about, you know, you want to be the best tackling team in America. Do you feel like you're closer? And he basically was like, yeah, we're closer. He wouldn't go all the way there, but he said, I was pleased in the scrimmages what I saw from a tackling standpoint. I got to say, when you start doing the logic, when you start the logical reasoning process, and you're looking at team that struggled with tackling last year takes on yards after catch receiving core with accurate quarterback. I think you're a little naive if you're not kind of concerned about that from Clemson's standpoint. I mean, I think when we've discussed the – that's good, Dexter.
I'm reading that.
I mean, that's funny, though. That's
Bob Vance, Vance Refrigeration. That's fantastic. Reference.
That's just
Bob
funny,
Vance,
man.
Vance Refrigeration.
That's just funny. I can't. I don't even know where I was going with that. That was hilarious. Oh, yards after catch. It's the speed element. I think, Ben, and I think we have talked about Clemson's tackling related to the run game, like plays inside the box. But tackling in space was not great last year either. They're going to have to be much better tackling in space against LSU and playing sound, like keeping everything in front, that sort of stuff.
Can we agree that they need to be better in every aspect of defense compared to last year? Yes. I mean, really, I'm trying to think of what's the area defensively that they – okay, just be the same. Crickets. I don't know. You've seen the video now?
Yeah. Yeah. Of the fight. Where he two-hand shoves an official to get to a player. Like two-hand shove. Not like pushes him out of the way. Literally pushes him backwards to get to another
player. Am I wrong about that?
No. Oh, that's egregious. That's terrible. That is an ejectable offense that should carry a suspension.
I wish I would have found it because I would have turned him in. Absolutely, I would have.
Ben's not worried about stitches.
Where to find me.
The car with the paw pointed exactly at 1 o'clock. Before we go to break, let me tell you about our friends at Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Your tailgate headquarters, Ingles is the place to go for all of your tailgate needs, all of it. And I'm going to be at Ingles later today, not just for some groceries, but also... I will be getting some Ingles gas. Ben, I told you, I was pressing my luck. I've gotten as far as I can get, and I've accumulated as many points as I can, and I'm just going to have to take the 25-cent discount or whatever I'm at right now. I'm just going to do that instead of, you know, I got to bank it. I got to just bank the quarter per gallon of gas and call it a day. I feel like that's a solid month of shopping.
I got a bunch of tailgating supplies before the show today at the Ingles, including their donuts they make.
Oh, they're good. Don't tell me that. I'll get 2 dozen.
They're in my car.
Oh, shut your mouth. You told me. You dummy. Why would you tell me that? I'm going to be just pacing around your car. Ingles low prices, love the savings. Logan, you're up next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are...